Good evening, everyone. This is the Town of Bolton Board of Selectmen's meeting, Tuesday, February 4th, 2025, at 6:30 at the Town Hall. It's a mix of Zoom and live meeting. Call the meeting to order. If you please stand, you're here with the Pledge of Allegiance.
I pledge allegiance to the flag of the United States of America and to the Republic for which it stands, one nation, under God, indivisible, with liberty and justice for all.
Thank you. Please be seated. Third on the agenda was a presentation from Novus. They're all sick, so we like to table that presentation until they're healthy enough and Jim can coordinate a meeting with that.
Mr. First Selectman, Deputy First Selectman, I would make a motion that we table that item.
Do I hear a second?
I will second that.
Thank you. Any discussions?
There's no, it's not debate.
No, that's true. All in favor?
Aye.
Aye. Passes unanimously.
Mr. Point
of the
vote?
Of the.
You got an aye.
He voted yes.
Yes.
Okay. So it 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6. Six members present voted yes. Next item is public comment.
Hi, hello again.
Hi.
Jonathan Lunder at 23 Colonial Road. I was here with a small group last month. I noticed on the agenda tonight there's an update on Colonial Road, and I just wanted to reiterate that we're very interested in what's happening. I heard indirectly from one of our people who was here, Lori, who got an email from Jim Rupert that said that there's been a discussion with Eversource, and there's going to be some work done. If it hasn't, we saw that there was some work being done. I don't know if it's a coincidence or not in that area, but anyway, we're very interested in what progress is being made. There was a mention of some kind of a grant. I don't know if it's a state grant or whatever in that email. So we're interested in that. Last time, Jim Rupert said that there was maybe a meeting that might be set up between Eversource and us, and be interested in whatever developments there are on that. So with regard to that work that was done, was that what was talked about in the email, or is that something else? And
we have that on the agenda, and I'll move to bring it up so you don't have to hang around here all day.
All right,
those questions will be answered for you.
All right. Well, that's good. I have an appointment with a couple of little kids, before they go to bed in Manchester. So I was gonna listen in later on. Yeah, and there was one other thing that was very intriguing. Somebody mentioned, and I think my 2 minutes will be up in a couple seconds, about looping us in with the Vernon side, which never seems to go out. It just didn't seem like it was a theoretical thing. So whatever, we're just interested. We could have had a lot more people here last time. We didn't want to make a big show of it or anything like that, but it isn't just the few of us here. So thank you very much. And if you're going to, move that up on the agenda, I'd be interested. Thanks.
Well, if someone would like to make a motion to move item 10A up in place of make it 4A.
Mr. Deputy First Selectman, I would move that we move 10A up to and create a 4A in its place.
Someone second that?
I'll second.
Thank you. All in favor?
Aye.
All right, so Jim has a report.
So I will tell you that communications with Eversource remain difficult. We have on multiple occasions asked for a meeting between the folks at Colonial Road that are interested and Eversource. They have not responded affirmatively to that request. What I have managed to get done is they generated a project, and you may find some ribbons out there on trees They've identified, I believe, 15 trees that they're going to remove. And initially, it was, well, we have a project in mind, and we have no approval on funding. And that went on for almost 2 weeks. So I reached out, and I will tell you, Kathy's been doing most of the communication with them on my behalf and with my direction. I said, Kathy, please reach out to our Eversource liaison and tell her that I would like to know who's holding up the funding, because I will get the letters from the Board of Selectmen and letters from our legislatures to see if we can get the funding in place. The very next day, we got an email back that said the funding's in place for the project. So they have a project to remove approximately 15 trees. They have the funding in place. The Eversource arborist has been in touch with the town's arborist and talked about the project, told him he was planning on doing this. Somebody from Eversource has been into the town clerk's office and identified property owners that need to grant permission. And one of those property owners is the owner of Colonial Road. And we were able to find her name and her address, which is right around the corner from where you live. And so they are working on getting their appropriate permissions for the project. So the only thing I haven't been able to accomplish at this point is to find out when they're going to do the project and will they meet with the town residents beforehand.
All right. Thank you. I don't know if we're supposed to interact or not. But...
Well, I mean, I welcome a comment if you'd like.
Yeah, that's welcome news, and we'll be eager to see what happens. If you're talking about Carolyn Jones, I know her.
She's the owner of Colonial Road.
I doubt if she would object herself, but you know, who knows? Well, that's all progress, and thank you.
So we're hoping that this will go a long way to solving some of the immediate issues. It doesn't solve the other issue that who knows when they can whatever think about looping it.
Yeah. Yeah.
So, but one step at a time.
Yeah, that was just a good idea.
It's a great idea.
It's a nice idea, but I wouldn't bank on that happening.
No. If we can get rid of the trees, that would be a big asset for eliminating.
That's a good number of trees, not just limbs, but trees. Right. I mean, yep. So, thank you very much.
All right, and now you don't have to sit to our meeting.
And if we have any updates, I'll continue to let Laura know and ask her to disseminate the information amongst the group.
Good. Thank you.
All right.
Appreciate it.
All right. Now we'll go on to item five, which is as far as the packet, there's an informational form on the ARPA fundings. And Jim, if you want to go over, or anyone has any questions on it, pretty much list out the items and the expenditure for items.
So I will tell you, the board has met a couple of times on this. And, one of the things that we tried to do is to take projects that had been on the capital plan for some time and use ARPA funding to get those projects taken care of. We were very fortunate that when we went out for our second round of bidding on the demolition of the Notch Road Municipal Center, it came in significantly under budget. In fact, it was less than half of what we had gotten for prices the first time, roughly. And so the projects that will be funded through the ARPA funding are the demolition and reconstruction of the Notch Road municipal building. And the reconstruction piece, just in case there's any questions, is there's an end wall there where the section that's remaining will have to be closed in from the weather and such. So that's the reconstruction piece. There is the removal and infill of a manure pit at the Heritage Farm, which includes some grading up at the top of the hill near the driveway. Reclaim and repave 3 outdoor basketball courts at Memorial Park, Eric Park in Indian Notch Park, the purchase of a new UTV for the Bolton Volunteer Fire Department. And the nice thing about this purchase is it took two things off of our capital plan, because the existing UTV for the Bolton Fire Department, when they get their new one, will be going to the Buildings and Grounds Department. So that took a request from the Buildings and Grounds Department for a UTV off the capital plan. We are replacing a generator at the Bolton Center School, and it covers the water system for all of the town buildings on Notch Road. And currently there is no generator that provides electricity to the freezer and refrigerator at the center school. So we've had a couple of times where we've lost food. And so this generator will be large enough to cover those other things at the Bolton Center School. And we will be replacing the generator at the town hall, which is at the end of its life and often goes off on low oil when it's in use for a couple of days at a time. The demolition of the greenhouse at Bolton Center School was actually a project that we authorized quite some time ago. That project, I think, is only waiting for a short piece of metal railing to be fabricated and be installed, but it is otherwise completed. And then the testing of hazardous materials and bid document preparation and project oversight for the demolition of the Notch Road facility. Total expenses for the ARPA funding are $1,445,431, which exceeds our ARPA allocation by $9.
Anyone have any questions for Jim? Yes.
I do. I noticed that the Stanford wrecking is now over $1 million.
It just means I'll have to do more reporting.
That's okay.
It's not a problem. It just means I'll have to do more reporting.
Okay.
More paperwork for Jim.
And then the other question I had is, do we need to make a motion on these new amounts, given that what was voted on at the meeting had different amounts?
I don't think it would hurt.
They were estimates.
I don't think it would hurt.
Yeah. So I think we should. I'll make a motion that we approve the ARPA projects in the amounts outlined on the ARPA funding information sheet as listed.
Second.
Motion is made and second. Is there any discussion, any further discussion? Hearing none. All in favor, please indicate by saying aye.
Aye.
Aye. Aye.
And motion passes unanimously, one absent.
And who seconded?
Pam Sawyer.
Pam Sawyer.
Pam. Okay. Thank you.
Next item. This is the appointment of Kimberly Ofana to the Conservation Commission.
Mr. Deputy First Selectman, I'd like to make a motion that we appoint Kimberly Ofana and to this position, and also thank her for her work in the Peace Corps.
I'll second.
Motion's made and seconded. Any discussion? Hearing none. All in favor, please indicate by saying aye.
Aye.
Aye. Aye. Aye.
And it passes unanimous. Correspondence. There's several here. One is from Dennis Griffin from the Highway Department, and Dennis is retiring, and Dennis has been with us for, is it 21 years, and had the privilege of working with him several winters, but great guy, a real asset to our department, and we're sorry to see him go, but he has deserved his retirement, and
I would make a motion then, Mr. Deputy First Selectman, that we accept with gratitude and best wishes for his future endeavors on the resignation of Dennis.
I'll second.
Okay. Motion is made and seconded. Any discussion? If not, all in favor, please indicate by saying aye.
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 And passes unanimously.
One absent.
Pardon me?
One absent.
Oh, yeah. It's 6-0. One absent. Next one is the we have the resignation of Kim Walsh.
Kathy.
As the.
This is Kathy Walsh.
Kathy, Kim.
We have a Kim Walsh, so it's understandable.
Yeah, I know. As soon as I said that, I was all well. Kathy Walsh, who has served as the chairman of the Veterans Commission, was stepped down as an alternate, but is unable to do that and wishes to submit her resignation.
Deputy First Selectman, I make a motion that with gratitude for her service as the first chairman of the Veterans Commission, getting it off the ground and all the work that she has done for the last few memorial parades, making sure that all got done. She's put together a lot of things for the Veterans Commission and seeing that the commission has been successful. So I make a motion that we accept with gratitude and best wishes to she and her family on the resignation.
Second. Thank you. Motion is made and seconded. Any discussion? Other than I concur with everything Pam said, she's been a real positive force for that commission. All in favor of accepting her resignation, please indicate saying aye.
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 Aye. It passes unanimously 6-0.
6-0.
I got that one right. Next is a report. If you haven't had an opportunity to read it, I suggest you do, from intern Tim White. Interesting. This is one of those situations of someone, okay, you see, but you really don't know what that person gets into and did. I found it personally, I found it fascinating and really informative. And Jim, you may want to comment on it since you work pretty closely with him.
I got to tell you, Tim is a superstar. He's really helped our department tremendously. He's been a great asset. I know that, you know, he's done some research for the board and a couple of subcommittees, and they've found that helpful. So I really appreciate, you know, his service to the town.
And I suggest if anybody has an opportunity, I know it is a boring thing to do, but go online and check this out and read what this young man has done. It really is quite an accomplishment. And this goes to show that how effective these internships can be as an asset to the town and to the staff. And he's a prime example of that. And if anybody has any questions or comments, if not, I'm going to go on to the next item.
Good question.
There is. you got to jump in there quick.
I mean, I'm sure you can anticipate my question, but can I get a copy of the budget analysis spreadsheet, please?
I figured you would want that. It is. I will tell you, it is like 35 pages.
Yeah, worksheets.
Yeah, it's pretty amazing. I will share it with anybody who wants it. I mean, we can send it out to the whole board.
The finance committee too.
But it's interesting, you know. When he talks a lot, he did create a summary to go with it, which I think will be helpful.
Yeah.
He talks about its accuracy, and it's interesting when you look at it, you know, with the town budget, which is fairly predictable. You know, the difference in change is pretty tight, but then when you get like to the capital budget, right, it can be all over the place.
Yeah.
Because some years we don't spend much, other years we spend a lot. So it's interesting, but I'll be happy to share it with the entire board and the finance committee.
That'd be good.
Any other comments, questions? If not, I'm going to go on to the next item with my favorite organization, Connecticut Deep. And they have responded back to the letter that Jim sent on behalf of the board. I don't know if you want to comment on it, Jim.
I will say that we got a response pretty quickly.
Yeah.
Which was nice. And I did get a comment from Rod Farley today, who thought we did a great job with the letter. And I did get another communication today from DEP. So it's only today, so I didn't have an opportunity to include it in tonight's information. But they, at this point, well, it wasn't actually, sorry, it wasn't from DEP. It was from Matt Galligan of Senator Rahman's office.
Oh.
And he is offering to help us facilitate a meeting between the town and DEP. And I said, yes, please, we would appreciate that.
Matt Galligan,
yes. Very, very responsive individual.
Oh, yes. You haven't met him yet.
I have not met him.
Oh, yes. Yeah.
So, but he's very, very helpful and very responsive.
Probably like a 10.
So they're re-looking at it, basically?
So they basically said, look, right now all we're doing is planning. We'll take your comments, you know, under consideration. And, you know, I think they heard what you had to say with regard to safety and utilizing. But, you know, when these projects, they sometimes take on a life of their own. I think having a meeting with us and being able to put faces to names and concerns on the table, I think that would be very helpful.
Yeah, and with a little legislative backing to always help. Good, thank you. That's, anyone else have any comments or questions on it? If not, I could move on to. Oh, you did. I'm sorry.
I like the fact that the fourth bullet says formalized easement and land use agreements with abutting landowners. So if, you know, we had talked about last meeting that I think that there is Town of Bolton property in that area, I'm not positive, but if there is, they will have to come.
Right. And that's why I was careful with my language, because I don't exactly know where the lines are that come near what they're doing. But, but yes, I think that's appropriate. And I think, you know, they did offer to share information as they generate it, which I think will be helpful.
Yeah, I was also kind of surprised that they didn't seem to focus on Jim's safety concern about the access into that parking area.
So, it wasn't even mentioned.
Yeah, so that has to be. I don't know if this person, who is it? It's Jeremy Hall. I'm not even sure he's ever been at the site. But if it's Jeremy Hall that you end up meeting with, you should strongly suggest a site walk, and so that he can experience that hairpin turn leaving 384 when you're heading westbound.
So or turning into it.
Well, I think, yeah, you know, right.
I'm turning into it with traffic coming down at 56 miles an hour.
I think, you know, I certainly think I would try to include stakeholders, like if anybody from the board would like to participate. You know, I know that, you know, at least one or two members of the Conservation Commission would like to participate in the conversation.
Yeah.
So I think a better meeting is not just between me and Deep. I think, you know, community stakeholders are important here.
I found it interesting that they didn't mention anything about expanding parking per se. It just says defining available parking spaces and making them more safe, which we were concerned about they proposed something like 90 spaces or something.
Yeah, I mean, that was the main biggest concern as opposed to what just currently exists.
Right. And I mean, their bullet points seem kind of in line with what we wanted, which is clearer signage and making people go to the other lot, right? And so it seems in alignment. We'll see if it's just, talk. But promising.
Right. It was a quick response, which I was appreciative of.
Yeah, same day. Yeah.
Detailed response.
Yes.
Go on to item 7E, which is generative AI policies and governance.
This is just informational. I know you had attended a workshop.
No, that's tomorrow.
Oh, that's tomorrow. But I came across this
article. You got to go to Tempe, Arizona? Yeah.
Across this article in ICMA, and I just thought I would just share it in case, you know, members of the board are interested.
So I guess I do have a question about this. Are we at all using AI?
No.
And town staff have been instructed not to.
Not in a formal way, no. But we could certainly do that if the board decides to adopt a policy. Day-to-day operations are my responsibility. Policies are the board's responsibility. If the board directs me to set a policy, you know, telling, you know, staff that they're not allowed to use AI. I mean, we've had the discussions with staff. We've had the discussions with NOVIS.
I just think it would behoove us to implement a temporary, like, moratorium. Do not use it until we get a policy in place just to protect ourselves. Because
why wouldn't we use it? What's the safety issue?
There's liability issues. There's breach issues. I mean, like, it's a little different in my field, but, you know, depending on what information goes into the tools that are used, right, which tools are being used, what they have access to in terms of our system.
So the different firewalls that we have in place that would not work? Is that what you're saying?
I don't know. It depends on how stuff is.
Yeah, I mean, the first selectman has his hand up, so maybe you want to hear from him.
Rodney, can you speak?
Yeah. But the meeting we had with Novus, they were pretty adamant that we do not use it yet.
Okay.
Do not use it yet? Was use that your AI. Last word?
Yes.
Yeah. That's what I mean. I don't think there's, I think we should certainly figure out a way to use it, but until we establish those policies and procedures, I think we should say no.
And the reason is because we don't have policies and procedures, right. And those policies and procedures will outline what information you can put into AI.
Right.
Because the problem is the information you put into AI is out there in the world.
It's everywhere. Right?
So there are things that you may, so like we would not want to use AI to help us create an emergency operations plan, right? Because then that information is out there in the world.
Well, it depends. If you can buy tools, you can that are firewall.
They're in a box,
right. But
with that said, then
so it's for informational purposes.
It probably would behoove us to move.
We have to put it in another agenda.
No, we can't do it today, but we can put it on the next.
This is a regular meeting. You could add it to your agenda with a, with the approval of the board.
All right. Then I would ask for the approval of the board. Would you accept a motion to this item?
Mm-hmm. Yeah. I'll second the addition of
a motion is made to add to item 6. E1, a motion to act on the AI policy for the town of Bolton.
I move that motion.
I'll second.
Any discussion? Any further discussion? Hearing none, all in favor?
Aye.
Aye.
Aye. Aye.
And it passes unanimously 6 in 1 option.
So now we have to make a motion on
now the we have to make a motion.
I'll make a motion that the board implement a temporary policy, which shall be a moratorium on any use of AI during work hours on any Town of Bolton equipment or on the Town of Bolton Wi-Fi networks.
And I would second if you would consider adding a time frame that says until further notice.
Until the board can establish permanent policies.
You're acknowledging. Yeah.
And now we open for
so, people. Yeah, so I think what's important here, I think your motion was really good, but I think there's one piece missing.
Okay.
And that is, you talked about on-town equipment during town hours. We do have laptop computers for most of our staff now, so that if we have a bad weather day, they can work from home. I think it should just be on-town equipment.
Meaning without the hours?
Right, because,
Oh, yeah. Off-site. Sorry, I meant that to be and or statements, but yes, that's it.
Yes.
I'll amend my motion to say that there should be no use of AI on town equipment or on the town network at any time.
A second.
Do you amend your second?
Until
the board can establish permanent policies around the use of AI.
Second.
Motion's made and second. Now. Yes, sir.
Oh, I was just voting yes.
You're voting correct. I thought I was fast.
I was ready for dinner.
I was just waiting for a comment. Hearing none, all in favor?
Aye.
Aye. Aye.
Well done.
It passes unanimously. Okay, going on to item 8K. This is a fun spot. Adoption of a whole bunch of minutes. We'll start with the first one, which is December 23rd. Of last year special meeting. Someone care to move the adoption of those minutes?
I was not there, so I will not make a motion.
I'll move to adopt them.
I'll second.
Motion. Go ahead and made it. Thank you. Any comments?
corrections, additions? If none, all in favor of adopting the minutes as presented, please indicate by saying aye.
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 Aye. Vote, and it passes unanimously, 6-1 absent.
I'll make a motion we move on B, if that's all right, sir, that we accept the minutes of January 7th, 2025, the regular meeting.
I'll second.
Motion is made and seconded. Are there any additions, corrections?
Yes.
When?
I have one that was requested on behalf by Rod Parley. So this
when, is where are you on that?
January 7th.
Yeah.
Okay. So he asked, this is under item number 3, correspondence. Right after where it says R. Parley and then there's a hyphen, he has requested to add the phrase on behalf of the Conservation Commission and as referenced in a letter submitted and received December 16th, 2024. I think his concern was that he didn't want it to look like he was individually opposing.
He was responding on behalf of the commission.
Yep.
Yes.
That seems reasonable.
Yep.
So do you want me to, would the clerk like me to reread that? Yes? Okay. So you're after the word, after R. Parley hyphen, you would add on behalf of the Conservation Commission and as referenced in a letter submitted and received December 16th, 2024.
Thank you.
Are there any other comments, additions, or corrections? Hearing none, all in favor of adopting the minutes as modified, please indicate by saying aye.
Aye.
Aye. Aye.
And that passes 6-0-1 absent.
I make a motion, sir, for 8C for January 14th, 2025 for the special AP meeting that we.
I'll second.
Motion made and seconded. Any comments, corrections, or additions? Hearing none, entertain a motion to approve the minutes as presented. Vote. Moving faster than I can. All in favor?
Aye. Then I will make a motion, sir, for January 28th, 2025, the special 18 meeting. Are we approve the minutes?
I'll second.
Motion is made and seconded. Again, any additions or corrections or modifications of this set of minutes? Yeah. Hearing none. All in favor, please indicate by saying aye.
Aye.
Other abstains.
And one abstention. Motion passes. Reports, budget, and tax updates. So anything new and exciting on that, Jim?
No.
That's good to hear.
It's boring, and I like it boring. I mean, really, things are as we expect this time of year. You know, we continue to monitor this on a regular basis. We don't have anything highlighted here, which is good.
That's really good.
Oh, yeah.
Anyone else? Anyone have any questions or comments on that? Since we've already dealt with item B, go on to 10A. No, we did 10A. No, 10B rather. Consider an act upon approving budget transfers. And we do have a series of them, mainly because
I don't know how many of you have to act on. This first one, 9B, you do have to act on because it's out of budget.
Oh, it is.
So I can't, even though it's below the amount you allow me to approve, I can't approve it out of budget.
I'll make a motion that we approve it.
Second.
The motion is made and seconded to approve the transfer of, is that the one, $293 from seniors to public health?
Yeah.
Yes.
Any comments, questions? All in favor, please indicate by saying aye.
Aye.
Motion carries.
All the other ones are just,
I think the other ones are informational purposes.
And they're all, most of them look like they're just transfers to go from just putting stuff in a different category because of the way we're paying people. All right. We did 10A, update on Colonial.
Why?
And now 10B, discussion and possible action on Heritage Farm Trail Grant. This is an item that the board discussed, I think, at its last meeting, but we couldn't act on it.
So we've had a couple of, I don't think I've had a conversation with the full board about this, but I've had a conversation with at least some board members. So we did put our preliminary plan together, and we had a meeting with the Capital Region Council of Governments, who is acting, on DOT's behalf as the grant administrator. Based on a number of factors, the dollar value that we initially looked for the project to go from here at the town hall over to the farm and then down along Bolton Center Road to Brandy Street and up to the high school, that dollar value is no longer viable. We had applied for a grant for approximately $1.5 million, which we got. And the project piece to go just from Bolton Center Road to the high school, based on the level of work that has to be done, they're estimating to be about $2 million. So the choices we have are to ask for more money, which would mean that our 20% match goes up. Or I think, my personal opinion is that we stop the trail at the bottom of Bolton Center Road, where the second entrance into the farm is at that location. It would connect to some other areas there of the farm and would have a connection to the street if anybody wanted to use it on the street. And the value of that project is just about $1 million, which reduces the initial money that we had to put in toward the project to begin with.
Yeah, you described stopping at the bottom of Bolt Center. Could you describe the rest of the trail in just where it starts and ends, just for my purpose?
So it would start here, on Bolton Center Road, between the trooper's office and the town hall. And it would, go down between the two buildings and go across the field over to the barn. And then it kind of stops there for a moment as people would traverse across the parking area, and the trail picks up again and goes down the hill, sort of parallel to the driveway, and then down to Bolton Center Road along the side of the road. And it would stop at the spot where the bees used to be down there at the bottom.
Yeah, so the part that would be eliminated is to the high school?
From there to the high school.
Just a question. I'm not real familiar with the property, but the parking lot's kind of a difficult situation. Is there any consideration of relocating the parking lot to below that higher location? Or has that not been discussed? Or
so the Heritage Farm Commission worked with a couple of consultants, one of which was a landscape architect, the other one was an architect, and they have created a master plan, which includes some amenities like an improved parking area. And so what we would look to do is, so the grant won't pay for that. We've asked.
I think my comment was directed more towards planning. Just by putting this trail in, are we going to have to possibly redo the trail in that area if we ever did change the parking lot later on?
So no, the trail has been planned along with the master plan.
Okay, so there's options to modify, relocate the.
So I've had a meeting recently with a gentleman named Johnny Carawan and Ellen, and her last name escapes me, but they are administrators of a grant that the town applied for back under Joshua Kelly as administrator. Mm-hmm. And that grant was to use some funding for the 300th celebration. There's about $10,000 of that grant that remains unspent. So what I'm hoping to do is to get them to allow us, because they want us to spend that money. They want us to find an appropriate way to spend the money for the benefit of the farm. Because that was money set aside for this 300th celebration at the farm. So I am hoping that they will approve us to use those funds along with, you know, town labor, you know, and create the parking area that is in the master plan.
Thanks, Jim.
So what I believe we're looking for is a motion to modify the original plan so that it will end at the would be the southeast end of the farm where Heritage Farm, where it connects into the lower part of Bolton Center Road.
So moved.
I'll second.
Any comments?
So the ending is going to, it would be on the north side of Bolton Center Road. There's not going to be any crossing.
Correct.
Okay. And it's, I know there's a barway there that leads into the field.
Yep.
Is that like, is that the end?
Yeah.
Where it goes in? Okay. Yeah.
Yeah, it's a level area. And mm-hmm. Based on the conversations you and I had, I think that makes a lot of sense.
Yes. Yeah, I think it's not the engine. Joe hasn't actually designed that whole downhill section yet, has he?
I think that's what we'll see on Monday.
Because I know that.
I'll get you a copy by email.
Because it's pretty wet between the road. And then when you look down, there's the stone walls. It kind of parallels it. There's a pretty big drop off.
There's a lot of cutting and filling in there that has to be
done. Okay. Yeah.
Any other questions, anyone?
Just a.
Oh, I'm sorry. Yeah.
Excess. So we've got excess money now. If we're cutting it back to 1 million or not.
Mm-hmm. Or so there, they would keep the money.
Oh. Okay. We can't try to use it for something else that's related to the trail.
If you have an idea, I'll certainly float it with Grog. But it's one of the reasons I asked the question about, is there a connection over to, the Hop River Trail?
I don't know. Pam, you had always mentioned interpretive signage along the boardwalk area that's going to cross a portion of this field right behind the town hall. I don't know if that's...
Does that qualify?
I don't know if it qualifies under the grant, but we certainly can. And that, you know, we had talked about a certain number of amenities. Yeah. Signage was one of them. We talked about, you know, maybe having a bench or two in appropriate locations. And they'll only pay for just so much for amenities, but they might.
Mm-hmm. Could we upgrade some of the trails of the boardwalk? I know we were only going to do boardwalk for some of it, and that would be more long lasting than we're currently going to do packed water.
One of the problems with that is it's the maintenance of it. It's initially a start, but the maintenance of boardwalks is really adds considerable expense. Well, I need the boardwalk we have here to deal with wetlands crossings and everything else. It's a significant amount. That's why it was so expensive to do this particular section.
But I was thinking upgrades too, in terms of I don't know yet what the railing, if there's one or two railings, what that material is. You know, maybe we could see what Joe is proposing for those materials, and if there's something that's maybe a little bit better than what he's proposing.
Something long lasting.
Right.
Yeah, definitely.
That's a great idea.
Well, I think good looking. Yeah, too, because the railings on a boardwalk really make a difference in the aesthetics too.
Yeah, my recollection is one of the recommendations was, so as part of the ADA component, there's certain areas that we're probably going to have some railings. But I think that my recollection is that one of the requests was we make the railings as minimal as possible so that they don't stand out on the landscape.
Right.
I think we even talked about cable railings.
Right.
Yeah. We talked about cable railings. So you certainly have to, with an ADA compliant railing, you have to have a top,
You have to have a handrail. Right. You have to have a bottom, you know, kicker board. But, you know, the pieces that go in between would be, you know, cable with a, you know, aircraft cable with a clear coating. So I think we had discussed that in vinyl composite decking. And I think it was, concrete ends, you know, that would support the boardwalks.
Mm-hmm. There's different types of vinyl. Correct. Right, there's, you know,
there's different
four grades. Some are pure wood, some are capped on all four sides.
Sam's hand's been flying up and down here, so
if we, whatever type we use, if we just remind him that these are exposed to elements,
right,
24/7,
yep,
where they are, and to be cognizant of the heat issue, because we want people to be able to use them, and because some right. of that material gets extremely hot in the sun, and the other thought is, if as he's doing his design, to please be cognizant of the historical value of the stone walls, that nothing be touched.
Yeah, nothing's going to be touched on the stone wall.
Yeah,
that's been made very clear on multiple occasions.
And the last piece is that we're very cautious about how we put this trail in, because we know that there is farming being done.
And the trail where farm equipment is expected to cross is made so that that can happen. And the first selectman has his hand up.
What's the dollar value difference we're talking about here?
$500,000, roughly.
Oh, that's a lot. We need decisions today on that.
The sooner the better. I mean, I don't know that we're not really acting on the dollar value. Yeah. We're really acting on where the trail is going to end.
Mm-hmm. Okay.
Go ahead. Who was it that was talking about making the portion between the trooper's office and the field a brick walkway?
That was me.
That okay. So
I just thought I thought it would fit the, you know,
yeah, brick or flagstone, or I mean that in itself, I don't know if Joe has included that in his cost of this, but that yeah, could add. That
so
could
add. I think we did. I just don't remember whether or not they will accept it.
Okay,
stamped concrete.
We have a landscaping expert on our board who's not here at the moment. That I would like to ask you to reach out to.
Sure.
That'd be a good idea.
Yeah.
So what I'm getting from the conversation is, it seems like there's general agreement to end the trail where we've discussed, but we'd like to see what we can do with the additional monies to improve the quality of the path that we're building and the aesthetic value of it.
Right.
Yes.
Extending it to the middle school is not an option.
We didn't vote on this yet.
What did he say? You mean the high school, Rodney?
No, he said the
middle school.
Oh.
Wasn't that going to happen at one time? Down.
Oh. Well, that's supposed to be the next phase of the community connectivity grant. That's not funded. We haven't applied for it. But that is an idea, is to get where the connectivity trail ends at the end of Notch Road, you know, find an appropriate way to get to the school and, you know, the town amenities down on Notch Road. Mm-hmm. That is, you know, part of the ultimate game plan. I'm not sure that there's an ability to do that here, but I'm willing to ask the question.
Just throwing it out there.
Well, and that's going to require a lot of outreach to residents, because that's talking about well, that property.
And it sets us back with, you know, the current plan. Right, because then we're taking a new section all the way to the drawing board.
Right,
we could potentially implement it in phases, but you know, then we'd have to have additional public informational meetings about that portion. Listen, I'm not opposed to it, but
well, that was actually my next question: is now that we're voting on this amended plan, we have to bring it to the public, right?
Well, we are planning to have another public informational meeting in the spring anyway. Okay.
Yeah, this is an action by the board, and all the meetings prior to that were informational meetings for input. So I think that would be, quite frankly, I think it should, where we're talking about ending, I think it's a proper place to end it. Enhancing it as best we can is also, I think, a good move of the assets we have. Should we not be able to spend, I hate to say this, the $1.5 million, maybe the $1.1 million, the plus side of that is, you know, our contribution drops.
Right.
That gives us some extra dollars for a different project. So if we don't need it, I don't know why we should spend it.
Right.
It's just
smart. Before we take action on this, can I just ask one quick question? Have we run this by the Farm Commission? They're well aware of what this action is we're talking about tonight. And if it is not, has not been, I would ask that we postpone the vote on this until we've contacted them.
The trail design is the same one that's been on.
The concept hasn't changed.
Yeah, it hasn't changed. The only difference is that it stops at the bottom.
Thank you. Then I would withdraw my.
I don't mean to.
No, but you know what I'm saying.
No. I mean, and that's. I mean, it's,
there is a meeting planned with Arlene and Joe Dillon and myself. Gwen was going to attend, but she has another engagement that is very important. So we will be meeting on the 10th to go over this with Arlene and get her feedback.
So any modifications you have on there it does not interfere with the motion. The motion is to limit it at the very end of the farm on where it ties back into Bolson Road. That doesn't so you can modify anything you want in there. This motion doesn't change that.
Thank you.
It's broad enough to cover a lot. And even things like, you know, what Gwen brought up about enhancement and all that. So with that said, any more comments on the motion before us? Yes,
just, sir. Just one. Yep. I think these are all good ideas, and I am certainly in favor for considering anything that would improve the durability and lessen the maintenance long term.
Mm-hmm.
It'll look better right off the bat. It'll cause less headaches down the line. So very good thing.
Thank you. With that said, all in favor of the motion, please indicate by saying aye. Aye.
Aye.
Aye.
Aye.
The motion passes unanimously 6-0 with one absent. And going on to ongoing. No, we did all that.
New business.
We're going to new stuff. Holy cow. All right, consider an act on a, this is a good one, on a proclamation for Dennis. And
I make a motion that we sign the proclamation that is presented to us to be presented at a future date to Mr. Griffin.
Second that motion.
Motion made and seconded. I'd like to read it into the minutes if, with the board's permission.
Do you want to wait until we present it to him?
He's going to come before us to do a presentation?
If he's willing.
And available. So why don't we
hold okay, then we can hold it off at that point then. Okay.
But we need to sign it, right?
Yes.
That's the official pen, this one.
This is the official pen.
That way everybody's signing in the same ink.
Oh. Yeah, we need, no,
you have to vote.
I second.
Okay, motion is made, seconded. All in favor?
Aye.
Aye. Motion passes unanimously. Thank you very much.
Just save that pen with the thing so I use the same one too.
Okay, we'll keep it deserved.
It's out of ink.
And next item, which is B, and consider an act on, consider impossible act on Memorial Day Parade. Pam, you want to?
Yes, sir. Thank you, Mr. Moore. I ask that we put this on the new business. As you know, every year the Bolton has been honored to have a Memorial Day parade that has been hosted for many years by Mr. Price, and then has Price family members have hosted and managed to put it all together. Mr. Moore has organized it in other years, and for the last few years, the Veterans Commission took it over, and Mrs. Walsh, not only did she organize it, she created a book on how to organize it.
Yeah.
And very kindly, so that there is the tradition of what we do and that in that parade and the ceremony that follows on the green At this time, we know, and you've seen tonight, that she has resigned for medical issues. And so we are in need of someone to coordinate Memorial Day Parade. Now, having said that, I have someone possibly in mind, but I don't have a guarantee that it's a yes. So if anybody else would like to organize it.
There's still a Veterans Commission.
At this point, the Veterans Commission, there have been quite a few resignations. We'll discuss that shortly.
Falling apart. Yeah. The age is getting it.
Got it.
And we're down to just two members who are not going to do it. If you have an idea, would you please come suggest it? And we'll go from along with that. We'll talk about it next month.
I have a little thought we might consider if we can have a volunteer to head it and also to be able to coordinate it with our recreational person. What's the position?
It's recreation director.
Recreation director. Right. It's just so you have a level of consistency where stuff can be kept here in case something happens to whoever's doing it. It you don't have to start from ground zero. That's why I say so. It would be great if Pam can,
if there's a staff person to help.
Yeah, exactly.
An honor student or a capstone project or something to do it under the supervision of.
We know that our recreation director and other staff in the selectman's office are stretched measurably right now, and so that's why.
Yeah, but with a playbook, it might be a good project for a student. I mean, let's not discount how resourceful our high school students can be. They've done some good stuff.
So that's just a thought, and when we put this thing together, so if we can, it would be great to be able to get an outside source, and then working CORAP on a cooperative basis, it just I think will make things easier for everybody, both sides of this thing, so that we sticking it to another job to a staff person here, I think that's just my thought would be too much, and
they're quite burdened at the moment.
Well, it is not only that, but this whole one of the things about this program, it was started on a volunteer basis, has run all these years on a volunteer basis. I hate to lose that aspect of it, but it's good to have the assistance of
that support.
Of that support. Right. That's my two cents worth. Okay, going on, unless someone else has another comment, I'm going to go on to see which board commissioners vacancy listings to go on to go out with the July.
That was my recommendation, sir. We have quite a few vacancies coming up or need to be filled presently. For example, we have sadly lost the chairman of the Ethics Commission, and that Ethics Commission is required by state law. But then there are many other positions, such as those on the Veterans Commission and some others that need to be filled. What we find is we do it by word of mouth and we start asking around. If anybody wants to, we put it out on the town bulletin. It shows up different times on the website. But that's not always on people's first radar. So one of the things I thought of, if people knew and they get their tax bills, that there are these vacancies, would you like to serve your town and do it in a real positive manner, put together a short piece of paper? There are these commissions that are looking for members. Would you like to give back to your town, you know, blah, 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 and see if people would step forward?
One third sheet added to the tax bill is a cost of about $200.
Yeah, it's gonna ask.
That's cheap enough.
Mm-hmm.
That's good.
Thank you.
I
think a consensus is fine.
Yeah, a consent of the board. And item D, discussion and formation of the ad hoc committee for finalization of the Herrick Park plan. We briefly discussed it at our last meeting and had some good thoughts. And the thoughts are, well, good to have people who actually have a skin in the game who
Looks like maybe going in there, how to best utilize this field. So, and our first selectman suggested that this is, we should have a ad hoc committee to do that, just to go over the set of plans, and when we go forward of it, it's a set of plans that meets our needs of today, not our needs of 5 or 10 years ago. So I'm looking for a volunteer. Thank you.
Yeah, I'll volunteer.
Thank you.
Great.
Sure.
You were the first one that came to mind after our discussion.
Into it. Do you, if we're talking about the future, it'll just be a row of PS5s, and the kids can just be.
Can you recommend any? Can you recommend anybody else? Maybe somebody from the
anybody public? From town?
Yeah, someone outside of us.
Can I come back to you or
yes.
Yeah. Email? Think about it.
Yes.
Yeah, for sure. We'll come up with some folks.
Good.
I'll force them.
An odd number is great because it's easier to make decisions.
Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah. Always that
good
way.
Tip.
Do you want to set a date?
Presumably, it would need to be.
Say again?
Multi-partisan, correct? It would have to meet the
bipartisan.
Well, you can have independence. You would have to meet the rules, right?
I think that's accurate.
Yep.
Can you give me a clear direction as to what you'd like me to do? Are you email? Are we setting a date?
So if you can find a list of interested individuals, and Amanda brings up a point that we need to consider, is that it should be bipartisan or unaffiliated. And you have, if you could bring a recommendation to a near future meeting, the board will have to act on on forming the committee.
And we've got enough meetings coming down the pike.
Yeah, I'm not worried about it dragging on because we have so many meetings scheduled that we should be able to get it done quickly. But we'd like to really get to work on this and get the plans finalized and get the project out to bed.
Sounds great.
Thank you.
What kind of time frame are you thinking for the meeting?
Say again?
The time frame for the meeting in another month?
Actually,
I'm hoping sooner than
that. Yeah, hopefully we can meet. Yeah, because we with all, Mr. Chairman, with all the meetings we've got coming down the pike, and
Rodney makes a good point. If we're going to move this up, then we need to put it on the special meeting to create the committee.
Right.
Yeah, as soon as we get a list of names,
once we get the list, we can
then we'll add it to an agenda.
Yeah. We'll work on it this week.
Thank you.
Okay, good.
Awesome. And here's the one that's coming up. It's quite the thing, our quincentennial.
Yes, you got it right.
Our 250th anniversary. Wow. So.
What you? Oh. Yeah, so what of that's of the country?
Correct.
Oh, right.
Okay. That's U.S.
So.
It does say U.S. Okay. Thanks.
Yeah, we're not going backwards. We're not regressing.
You're right.
I'm not on that.
This is something we don't have to act on this today. This is something.
Think about people who
want. This is something for thought. I know. Arlene and I have already had a couple of discussions about this. I think she's willing to be on the committee, and I think that's appropriate. I don't think she wants to chair the committee. And I know that she's reached out to the regiment that did the encampment here the last time. I was included on that email. I don't know that we've gotten a response. I haven't seen one. I think she's going to reach out again, but I think she would certainly be an individual that I would consider. If I were putting the committee together, she's certainly somebody that I would consider putting on there. But
you want to add that to the tax bill, little sheet on the tax bill, saying that there's a. But I mean, are you trying to fill these positions early?
We need
faster than that.
This one sooner.
This one's got to be done quicker. There are other towns that have already formed their committee.
Yeah.
And because it's what
you want
to
be operating.
What you're being encouraged to do is, as a town, to generate a committee. And put on a series of events throughout the course of that year that celebrate our country's anniversary. I've gotten a little information from the state. The state has a committee. I've gotten a little information, not a lot, but a little. And they, you know, they're asking us to put a committee together and let them know who the committee is so that they can communicate with the committee.
It's just more unfunded requests. It's fine.
Yes.
I'm not sure enough.
Please reach out to the Historical Society, please.
Yeah, I was thinking about John as well.
Yeah. Anyone else have any questions, comment on that one? If not, I'm going to move on to number 12, the Town Administrator's Report.
So I realized after I wrote this, the only thing I forgot to put in there was the update about the Colonial Road, but we discussed that under another matter. Does anybody have any questions about the report tonight?
What's the pool grant?
The pool grant is a grant that you guys approved us to apply for, and that was for some emergency management upgrades. Yeah. And so if you look, you're not tripping on wires anymore that go across the floor. That piece of it's been done. We had a television that was non-functional, which we used during emergencies to watch weather reports and things of that nature. The television has been replaced. There are another number of other items that are in the works. And I don't know what the acronym stands for.
No, I mean, when you said the emergency, I knew what you meant after that. Yeah. Pool meant nothing to me.
Yeah, those things are.
There are some staff that would, you know, and townsfolk that would really appreciate a pool. It was only $15,000, so we're not going to get much of a pool. $15,000.
Lastly, on that item, did you give a brief update on the?
Yes,
the
so I put a little bit of information about the work that's going on at Notch Road Municipal Center. So if you've gone by there, and I know Amanda does daily. There you've seen a couple of dumpsters there. There's one in the front that's covered with a plastic.
Mm-hmm.
That dumpster is being used for asbestos materials that are being abated from the building. The dumpster is on the end of the building where the church was most recently. That is for trash that they're removing from the not garbage, but things that are not hazardous materials that they're removing from the building, because some of those things are on top of hazardous materials that they have to abate. And so they have completed rooms A and B and the hallway in between rooms A and B. At last I knew, they were working on the abatement of the vestibule and the stairwell in that section, and they're preparing to move into the other section of the building. We do have a gas line that has to be moved that is in the back of the building. That is set to happen on February 11th. Right now, our only hiccup, and we're trying to work through that, is Frontier. When they were there and moved the line for the registrars of voters, we asked them to remove the old line, which they neglected to do. So there's still one phone line that's dead, that's connected to the building. But part of the statutory requirement for the demolition is to have all utilities removed from the building and have a letter from the utility provider stating that that's happened. And, you know, Frontier moves very, very slowly. So we are trying to escalate to an area supervisor, because they were asked to do it when they were there and just forgot.
Oh.
And we, you know, we're struggling to get them to do it in a timely fashion.
Okay.
Today, our staff actually dug up and severed the septic connection to the old portion of the building. So that's been severed and capped. So we're, you know, water's already been disconnected. So we're really in very good shape. Things are going. I did reach out to Ty and Bond, our consultant who's watching over things for us, and asked them if they felt things were going appropriately and on schedule. And the response has been affirmative, both from them and from Stanford Recce.
Amy, comment?
I did talk to Rodney for just a moment about this, and I would sort of like to make a big deal about having the first giant Jaws come and take the first bite out of the building, whatever excavator project or wrecking ball or something you're going to do. This is a building that has a lot of townspeople who went to the school, and they might want to come and see, but we've had a lot of complaints about that it's time for it to come down. I think Jim Lorsch would like to be there as one of our stalwarts advocates for doing something better and new. So when the time comes, I'd like to have it advertised and maybe just do not a full day's work, but a short, maybe dramatic wall come down or something.
I had the same, a similar thought, but a bit more aggressive one. My thought was, since I had to deal with this thing for 30 some odd years, is the Board of Selectmen each be able to, if you can make that day, my thoughts, I ran it by Rodney, so he, and his voice was gone, so he couldn't respond back. Right. We could all have a sledgehammer be there and get that group photo, and everybody gets that first whack at the building. So, and then you, well,
I don't think we can.
You
do
have to wear a hazmat suit.
Well, you know, we're on the outside. You're going to have to wear a hard hat.
We can arrange something. So just, both of those things are already in the works. Oh. It wasn't. I wasn't going to share, but both of those things are in the way.
Thanks, Jim.
Can we move on to the item 13?
Yes.
No.
One more, yes.
Yeah. Jim, you mentioned after the last meeting, should we save the sign? So have you given any more thought to that?
I haven't given a lot of thought to it, but I don't think it's a bad thing.
Yeah.
You know, if we could find an appropriate placement for it.
Yeah.
You know, it could just be stored outside somewhere.
Oh, yeah, definitely won't deter.
Made into a bench or
something.
Yeah,
that was my thinking. Is it could just be a bench on the property somewhere.
Yes. And what was my other question? Shoot.
Well, I'll ask mine while you think.
Go ahead.
It says, we are communicating with Tyler regarding training. So that means you've reached.
We've actually talked to somebody.
Okay.
And so when we actually have a quote for them to come in and train a half a dozen people of around $1,500.
Train them on what?
The use of the system. Okay. If you gave me access to the system today, I wouldn't know what to do with it.
Okay. But like it's current functionality or expanded functionality?
It's current functionality. We're not taking advantage of what it's current.
Oh, okay. So it's not, okay. That's like work.
Yes.
Approval work. Thank you.
I remembered what my other comment was, is it possible to do just really short little paragraphs of documenting the work that's being done, the demolition work, in the bulletin that comes out. Well, I don't know if that.
I think that's a great idea. I wish I had thought of it.
Okay. You can take credit for it.
No, instead of public meeting, it was your idea. But I wish I had thought of it. It's a great idea.
And with that note, I will entertain a motion to adjourn.
So move.
I'll second.
Motion made. Second. All in favor. Aye. Passes unanimously.
Mr. First Selectman, before the meeting started, Gwen wished you were feeling better.
Yeah.
So I wanted to share those sentiments with you.
Thanks, right. Jim.
We didn't have the microphones on, but she said, Rodney, I hope you're feeling better.
Oh, thank you. Thank you.
All right, but stay away from all of us.
Yeah, wow, we love you, but.
Did my best. Good night, guys.
Good night, everybody.
Casey, reach out if you have any questions, okay?
Thank you. Good night.